When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so Kelly, describe what group therapy is all about.
This is kind of like a safe place where you can come and bring your issue that you can't necessarily get any unbiased opinions from, like, your friends or family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can always message us. And I'm going to toss the phone number out here, too, 502-571-9970. So we got this message from a listener who says, my husband and I have been together for 7 years, married for two. He's fantastic conversationalist, devoted and loving husband. The problem is that over the past year, I've definitely noticed my husband becoming more, how do I say this, bizarre. Bizarre in a someone's dorky dad kind of way. He's 39, I'm 30. His behavior is not as weird when we're home, but whenever we're out, he laughs at his own stories as he's telling them, does awkward little dance moves in public, makes weird or childish sound effects in restaurants. And just recently, I overheard him telling a story about himself in the third person at a pool party. Dave's really good at grilling hamburgers. Yeah, Dave flips those burgers just right. He never used to be like this. I watch other people looking embarrassed while interacting with him, and it's killing me. I'm finding myself embarrassed of my husband the way a teenager would be embarrassed of their dad.
Oh, gosh.
Is there a way that I can bring this up without hurting his feelings? Do I have more of a responsibility to accept his behavior the way it is instead of asking him to change? I love him, but I'm starting to feel like I can't take him anywhere. Help.
Oh, wow.
Dang. So, yeah, like, secondhand embarrassment is real. And I don't know, Kelly, like, you and I have those jobs that are kind of public jobs. And so, you know, I know when people maybe approach or, you know, especially now you have kids that are, you know, going to school and, you know, kids talk to other kids. And so maybe they bring you up or something. And it's like,
I know. That's the thing that we've been dealing with, like, for a while, though. I think when our jobs depend on what people think about us, right? And so our kids, they're proud for the most part, but, you know, there are times I think where I've been embarrassing for them. Mm-hmm. But again, I think it's different with like she was talking about moms and dads. This is her spouse.
Yeah.
And so the whole issue is, how does she bring this up without completely crushing him? And I mean, what a blow to his ego. You know, any way that she tries to dance around this, it's going to hurt. So that's the thing. It's like, we have to try to help her find the right words to talk to him about this without this completely crushing him.
Yeah. So you can, I would love to hear from people who have dealt with this with their significant other. Like, they've already gone through this with their significant other. So, 502-571-9970, or you can always text 502-571-9970. I mean, like, we're already getting like a ton of people just like commenting like, hey, you shouldn't be embarrassed by the people you love. Yeah, but I mean, like, can you help the emotions that you feel?
No, I mean, sometimes, like, I mean, I get what she's saying with some of the stuff.
Yeah.
I get it.
Okay. All right. So that's group therapy, 502-571-9970. 99.7 DJX. She's got a loving husband, but recently she's noticed he's been throwing those dork dad vibes. You know, dancing awkwardly, telling weird jokes.
In the third person.
Yeah, in the third person. It's interesting because several people have been messaging us like, hey, maybe he should get a physical to make sure he's doing okay. Because it could be something like in his brain.
Absolutely. We got a message about something similar. She said, my sister, a few years ago, she started to act odd or unlike herself and embarrassing. Ended up, she had a brain tumor that was altering the side of her brain that affects her personality.
Oh, wow. Wow. Tanya, she writes, it might be time for kids. So then his behavior won't be weird. There you go. Just throw kids into the mix. That'll be great.
Yeah. So that's the thing. It's like, the fact is that his behavior is different. Like, mm-hmm. he didn't used to do this, which is why she's kind of like annoyed. But Lisa said, cool out. I'm 47. I've noticed this is a natural progression for men. It's weird, but men are weird. So there you go. LOL.
So do I have that to look forward to?
I don't know. You must be getting really dangerously close. I'm not sure.
Hey, Carla, so what is your thought on this?
He sounds really happy. I mean, usually my husband is really goofy and outgoing when he's having a good time, when things are going his way, life is doing pretty well. So I either join him in it or I just tell him maybe not right now.
Oh,
if I'm feeling like he's embarrassing me. You just have to remember that, you know, the reason he's acting goofy is because he's happy. He's having a good time. He's enjoying life. So maybe putting it to in a way like maybe we can do something together and try to join in on that goofy to where it becomes more of like where you're at instead of in random places.
Right. All right. Good thoughts, Carla. Thank you.
No problem. You have a good day.
Roxanne sent us a text at 502-571-9970 saying, hey, at least he doesn't lick his plate after eating at a restaurant.
OMG.
Saying that she had to gently explain to her boyfriend that we don't do this in public. So,
I get it. When it's tasty, you don't want it to be over. You want like every last drop. I get it. But typically, etiquette out in public, we don't do that.
Yeah. I there's a weird balance between people that are like, hey, that's a you problem. Get over it. And hey, you know, here's some constructive, you know, ways to point that out.
Well, and here's the thing, too. She had pointed out, she said, I watch other people looking embarrassed while interacting with them. So for everyone kind of saying it's just a her thing, like, I think she's picking up that other people are kind of weirded out, too.
Yeah.
So that's kind of adding to it.
Okay.
Which it's tough. It's finding those right words. Chris kind of had a really good suggestion. She should start by asking, hey, honey, would you want me to tell you if you had food stuck between your teeth or a boogie hanging from your nose?
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be like, of course. And then she should use that as a transition to let him know there's something else going on that could be embarrassing for him.
Yeah. And you know, several people are just like Kim suggests, you know, saying something like, hey, I've noticed you're a little different lately. Is everything okay? Like, you're talking about yourself in the third person.
She said, it's different. It's different for him. He wasn't always like this.
Or maybe, like most men, he is influenced by something that he sees on social media. And all of a sudden, he is adopting or morphing into that humor. Who knows?
I saw it on TikTok.
Right. If you want to throw your suggestion up, you always can, at Ben and Kelly Show. But I think, you know, lightly addressing it with him, but then just accepting that that's the man you love. And, you know, you just roll with it, right?
Also, though, wouldn't be a bad idea to maybe get him in for a little checkup at the doctor.
All right, there you go. That is group therapy on 99.7 JX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so we've got some tickets for Dude Perfect to give away. All right, we have been allowing you to spin our wheel of dares.
Look at that. You're positioning it as an honor. It's an opportunity.
It's an opportunity for you to spin our wheel of dares. Win yourself some lower level Dude Perfect tickets because they have their wheel unfortunate. And so we will do that coming up here just after 8 and an opportunity for you to win $1,000 coming up on.